I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
0141 951 1025. It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard on another big night of European action. Rangers are looking to bounce back from their weekend disappointment when they welcome FCSB in the Europa League. Hearts are in action as we speak and they lead Omonia Nicosia by a goal to nil. And last night Celtic get an impressive point on the Champions League board with a 0-0 draw away to Atalanta. I'm Gordon Duncan and joining me tonight you have Scott Allen and Gordon Dalziel. You two are spoiled rotten. One game ongoing, a huge one to come, and a big one last night as well.
Yeah, it's been an interesting couple of days. It'll be an interesting night tonight at Ibrox. I think Rangers fans going along, they're expecting a better performance, better result. Manager coming in for under a bit of criticism from the Rangers supporters. We're looking at Hearts tonight. Tynecastle under a new manager got off to a great start of weekend, 4-0 against St Mirren. And they've got off to a great start tonight after only 17, 18 minutes. What a goal by Forrest. And then you look it back to last night, a terrific result for Celtic. Absolutely brilliant point. And that will do them no harm at all.
We've tested you a few times with a Friday night with Hugh Keevans. So are you ready for a Thursday night with Gordon Dalziel? That would be the real question.
Gordon Dalziel, who did you just call?
He's been called worse.
Yeah, you can call me and you want me.
Nah, I'm looking forward to it. I think it's the second time I've been on.
Never mind then. 0141 951 1025 is the number you need. Doesn't matter what night it is, it is the same number. And much like the guys, you are spoiled for talking points as well. So if we start backwards from last night, Celtic fans, how pleased are you with that? So much talk about going to these venues, being too open, conceding lots of goals, having no chance in Bergamo, a really disciplined defensive performance, some good goalkeeping, a 0-0 draw, a point at a venue you maybe didn't expect to get anything. What did you make of the game? How did you see the game plan? Who were the standouts for you? And ultimately, how does this set you up? Because 4 points on the board, looking at different fixtures still to come. Give us all your thoughts, please, Celtic fans, right now. Rangers fans, on the other hand, you've not been feeling too good about things. Over the last few days, there has been an incredible level of reaction on these phones to that defeat at Kilmarnock. It's Europa League, which has often brought out the best in your team in recent seasons. Can tonight be the same, or are you fearing the worst? Let us know. Are you heading along to the game? It would be nice to hear from you as you make your way. Would you change the team? Because it's all well and good saying that everything was rotten at the weekend. So how do you fix that? What does that look like? Would you make changes? Would you drop any high profile players? Are there any fringe players you think deserve a chance? Pick your team with the guys on the phone. Again, same number, 0141 951 1025. Hearts ongoing at the moment, 20 minutes in, 1-0 up against Omonia Nicosia. A wonderful goal from Alan Forrest. The Neil Critchley era ticking along nicely very early on. And the team they beat at the weekend, Stevie Robinson, St Mirren, a new contract for the Saints boss as well. So there is so much on the go. Duncan Ferguson is no longer the manager of Inverness amid administration. So whatever it is that tickles your fancy tonight, do pick up that phone on 0141 951 1025. Let's go to Ibrox for the first time tonight and check in with Gabriel, who's looking ahead to that one.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard European Group Stages with UK Debt Expert, the top team helping you tackle your debt. Verify at ukdebtexpert.co.uk. May not be suitable for all. Free advice at moneyhelper.org.uk.
Gabriel, it's not the type of club or city where you can say, ah, it doesn't really matter, Rangers just need to focus on the league. It just doesn't really work like that. So how big is tonight?
Yes, Gordon, good evening from Ibrox. A huge evening here. Match day 3 of the Europa League. Rangers against Steaua Bucharest. A massive game for Philippe Clement and his side. It comes just a day after the Belgian was urging fans to stick with the team. He said he's 200% sure that they are improving. Slowly but surely, they're getting better each month. Certainly doesn't look that way at the moment. They've lost two of their last three. Of course, that poor result against Kilmarnock at the weekend, leaving them 6 points behind the leading pair in the Premiership. Clement, as I said, supporters sticking with the team will help them improve quicker. It's going to be really interesting to see the dynamic here this evening. There have been murmurs, but large parts of the fan base are still behind Clement. And Ibrox has so often been a fortress on these European evenings, but it hasn't been so much lately. They've lost their last three home games.
Oh, the wonders of modern tech. Oh, we've got you now, Gabriel. You're back, you're back. You disappeared for a minute, but you're back. Sorry, carry on.
As I was just saying, they won't want to make it a club record of four European defeats in a row. But when we look at the competition itself, Rangers currently mid-table in this new format. One win, one loss. A brilliant opening night performance in Malmo, followed by a bit of a humbling here against Lyon a few weeks ago. This is the kind of game that fans have been circling as a must-win if they want to progress to the knockout phases, given the fact that they've then got three away matches and Ange Postecoglou's Tottenham side still to come. So a win here would relieve a lot of pressure on Philippe Clement. Just quickly on team news, 18-year-old Zach Lovelace could be involved today, but there's still plenty of injuries. Ridvan Yilmaz, Oscar Cortez, Rabin Matondo unlikely to make the squad, whilst Danilo and Yanis Hadji are fit, but they're not in the European squad, so they can't feature. Bring your team news when it does come, Gordon, at around 6:45.
Quite an interesting opponent. You look at some of the teams Rangers have beaten. Hearts have just gone 2-0 up. What a goal from Blair Spittle. He's a bit of a specialist at impressive goals recently and last season for Motherwell. That's a wonderful strike. Hearts 2, Omonia Nicosia 0. We'll get back to that in a second. Gabriel, the Thursday night Ibrox factor has been so successful over the last few seasons. Rangers would normally go into games like this favourites, I think. But then again, Steaua Bucharest, some good results in the Europa League so far. But they've got a president who picks the team. He says they're going to play the reserves. It's a little bit of an interesting build-up, isn't it?
Yeah, Gordon, what you were saying there about the president and the owner, he said that they're going to be playing their second string 11 because this game isn't as important as other ones they've got coming up. Philippe Clement played no heed to that yesterday. The reason he's saying that is because they've been in such good form lately. They've won their first two games in the Europa League. You know, they've got 6 out of 6 points. They've won all of their last 5 matches. They've not lost since August. And they had a big derby win at the weekend and another derby coming up this weekend. So it'll be interesting to see what they're like. Of course, not a team too familiar. We haven't seen them many times here in Scotland or in England, but they are a big side, the biggest team in Romania by far. Of course, they won the European Cup back in 1986 as well. That's one for Dazzler. Daz, you know who they played in the final?
Frankfurt.
Why was that your guess? Frankfurt.
Was it?
Frankfurt.
No. Put him out of his misery.
It was Barcelona, 1986. They won on penalties.
That was my next guess.
All four of their spot kicks.
See, he's a student of the game, this guy.
Yeah. You can ask me that tomorrow. I forgot about that information.
Some impressive hairdos on the show tonight. Gabriel's is looking good. We know we've got Scott Allen in. And whoever's behind Gabriel at Ibrox, if you're watching in the live stream, I thought it was Zlatan Ibrahimovic at one point there. He's got the man
burning. Do you know something? I noticed that as well.
You are just not listening to Gabriel.
No,
just
I was looking right behind Gabriel.
Anyway, thanks to Gabriel for updating us from Ibrox. Big build-up. So, Rangers fans, how do you feel? Because the last few nights, some of the words I've heard on here about the team, and that's just the ones that can be broadcast. I think there was a wee swearer the other night that had to go. But general talking about farce and embarrassment and shambles, disgrace, all this sort of stuff. So, how do you feel tonight? Let's go to the phone lines where Andy is somewhere between Newcastle and Ibrox, is that right, Andy?
I'm in Knightswood, Gordon. I've just arrived.
That's a lot closer than Newcastle then. So you're heading up to the game. What are you thinking, Andy? You still up for nights like this, given the way things have been over the weekend and so on?
I don't know about that. I mean, I'd pull Gabriel up on 2 points. I'd pull him up on a lot of points, but he said that large parts of the fan base are behind Philippe Clement. That's not true. That's not the case anymore. It hasn't been for a good few weeks. And his second point about a win tonight would relieve pressure on Philippe Clement. A 7-0 win tonight would do nothing to relieve any pressure, because domestic results are now what matters. Europe's a bonus. Anything tonight would either be things stay as they are or get worse. Now, this is a side that we should be beating tonight, but Kilmarnock and any other side we've played recently and not performed well, or even still getting wins, are sides we should be beating outside of Lyon. So for me, what's really frustrated me, because I phoned you up about the same time every year for the last couple of years, Gordon, and any number of the panel, and spoke about Van Bronckhorst, spoke about Beale, and I'm really sad to say, Clement, now we are just, it's not if but when. We're kicking the can down the road at the minute, because we've got a chairman who's interim. So can an interim chairman sack a permanent manager with another chairman or CEO still to come in? Who knows? You've got Clement making stuff up now in press conferences, completely avoiding really, really easy questions about the style of play. Are we getting better? We're not. We're getting worse. There's no style of play. The football's boring and turgid. And this, he's put himself in a hole when he said, you'll see the best Rangers side in October. We're now about to hit November, and he's now saying, oh no, but we've got better. We haven't. So it's really frustrating.
And that's a guy who's driven from Newcastle up to the game. So it sort of shows you, Gordon, the commitment's still there. But if Andy speaks on behalf of Rangers fans, that is a worrying situation for the manager, where if you win, no one's really taking much notice, but if you lose, it adds to the misery.
I can't have an argument with anything Andy's just said there. I think he's spotting the money. It just shows you the loyalty the fans have got to their club. They're not happy with the manager. They're not happy with the way the club's run, but they're prepared to travel and spend a lot of good money supporting their team, which is the right way to do it, Gordon. I totally agree. I'm baffled with how the Rangers manager can come out and talk about they're improving, they're getting better. They're not. They're getting back the way. They're a million miles off it. Agree.
So not only are they not improving, you think it's backwards. Yeah. You don't even think they're maintaining it.
I don't see anything in this Rangers team that would excite me at all and give me confidence going forward. I think there's a lot of players that are low of confidence as well. A lot of players don't know the style of football. I'll be a big task tonight. I agree. I think they should win tonight, just listening to the opposition, how they're going to attack this game. I think where his big problem's going to be, if he gets to next Wednesday in Aberdeen, rock up at Ibrox and beat them or get something from the game.
Is that Pittodrie?
Pittodrie, sorry, my apologies. I think that is going to be the massive problem for him. He's got St Mirren at the weekend. Now, that's at home. St Mirren have come off a 4-0 drubbing at Tynecastle. So you're expecting, they should go and win that. But they're not overpowering teams. They're not playing attractive football. They're struggling to go over the line. A lot of players are coming in for criticism. They don't look comfortable in the roles that they've been asked. And then you've got a manager coming out after it saying, we're improving. The problem that the manager's got just now is he can't pull the wool over the fans' eyes. That's the problem. And when the fans start turning, especially Rangers and Celtic, because they'll back you to the core, they'll go against other people's opinion. But when they start voicing their opinion, saying, this is not good enough and the manager's not good enough, you've got a massive problem.
Oh, things are bad when Rangers fans aren't looking forward to Europa League Thursdays, Scott. These used to be the highlight of the season.
Highlight of the season, obviously the performance over the last few seasons have been excellent against some top sides in Europe. But I think I agree with Andy. I think he was basically bang on the money. I think looking at Philippe Clement in the press conference, and it's not the first time we've said it, was some of them are just bizarre. Some of the lines he's coming out with. I think even looking about Glasgow and seeing young kids going about the streets, most of them have Jack Butland tops. If they're Rangers fans, who does a Rangers supporting kid
can he back the goalies?
Who do they get in the back of their kit? Most of them have got Jack Butland.
So you think there's nothing to like? There's no standout player at the moment, basically.
If you flip it and you go, the young Celtic fans get in a shop, they've got five or six to choose from. I've seen more Rangers tops with Butland on kids than I could believe this season.
Andy, is there anything then that can change tonight in terms of changing that team, trying to do something different? What would you like to see?
Let me just say, Jack Butland's an incredibly handsome man. so that's part of the reason for there. But Tonight, yes. And one of the other big issues I've got is, one, James Tavernier comes out of the team completely. He's not out of form. His legs went 18 months ago, and it is now criminal we are still playing him, because for a guy who couldn't defend, he could at least attack, and he can't do that anymore. It's gone. It's not coming back. It's not form. This is what he is now, a player that completely lost the legs, which is all he had. So that, for a start, get Cassim Weir to win it right back. And yeah, that's one thing. And then Dessers should have been told to leave in the summer when, was it Atalanta or whoever it was came in for him. He should have been made to leave. Never mind he wanted to stay. Go, because we're not playing you, and play young Igimani up front. I know he's raw and he needs time to bed in. Bed him in, because we're winning nothing this season anyway. Go and play him, because Dessers is a man down every single time we play. It's then affecting the midfield, because none of the midfield will get forward, because they've got Cyril Dessers losing the ball left, right and centre in front of them. He's brutal, absolutely brutal. I don't need a 20-goal-a-season striker that's going to score doubles against St Johnston. You want players that are going to score in the big games. He can't, and he doesn't. So for me, play Igimani up front, put the young boy out left wing, because we have zero pace in our attack. We have a slow attack, and we've got our, what would look like our best number 10, Bajrami, playing wide left, get him in the middle. So there's some really easy things Clement could do tonight that would make me and a lot of fans go, right, fair enough, you're acknowledging the issues and you're doing something about it. And if we lose and get beat, fine. But he's sticking with the same formation, the same team, the same quote-unquote tactics, and it's no working. And he's going, but it is. So a couple of subs tonight, bit of a tweak in formation, and let's see how it goes. But is he going to do that? We know the answer to that.
Tell you what, it's a good call, that. Passionate stuff. You can hear what it means to you. Not everyone has to agree, but I think Andy backed up his points pretty well. So more of that if you can. That was Andy. And he's driven all the way from Newcastle for the game tonight as well. Let's take another from James in Bayliston. How's it going, James?
Hi, good evening, Gordon, Scott.
You'd need to go some to be more down about things than Andy on the previous call, James. But I don't know how you're feeling. How would you sum it up?
I think, to be fair to Andy, a lot of the points he makes, I completely agree with. I think you'll find the majority of the Rangers support would probably be of the same thinking. I would maybe comment that I don't think Cyril Dessers is a Rangers number nine, but I don't think he's the biggest problem in the team either. I think you could have Messi or Ronaldo up front for Rangers just now, but if you don't get any service, then I don't think it matters how good you are a striker. I think that's clearly going to impact your game. Where Andy is right is that our attack is dreadfully slow. There's no pace, there's no tempo. Midfield don't seem to be creating an awful lot. I would agree as well with Andy that Bajrami, I think, is a talented player. I think he's got a lot to offer. But again, we're playing him out of position, preferring Tom Lawrence. And certainly at the back, I think Gordon, you said the other night, one of the shows, I think something like he'd a pound for every time somebody mentioned James Tavernier. But really and truly, his value to the team was going forward, was his assists, was his number of goals. And for £200,000 when we signed him, I don't think Andy can say he's been a bad signing, but he's not offering a threat going forward. So, and he's never been the greatest defender. I think everybody would agree with that. So I would also bring in Casemiro at right back. He was playing for the Dutch under-21s, had a couple of assists last week. I also think Robin Cropper, I hate more negativity, but I think Robin Cropper's a downgrade than Conor Goldson. And I know Goldson was a target for a big element of support. And yeah, he had a mistake in him, but he's a far better option for me than Robin Cropper, who looked terrified at Celtic Park, looked as if he wanted to be anywhere else but. And I think the club from top to bottom, on and off the pitch, is an absolute shambles.
But apart from that, Rangers have got a lot going for them in their first two callers.
Do you know what, though? In all seriousness, they are. It's not like that's, you know, kind of ranting and raving, and, you know, James and Andy both really quite measured, I think, in what they're saying and picking their way through what these issues and explaining them really well.
Yeah, the bad thing about this, Scott, is there are people going along to Ibrox tonight, sit in their car and probably agreeing with these two guys. You know, usually you would get people shouting to the radio saying, get them off, you know, they don't talk for us. I think they were two honest callers. They've got the club at their heart. They want to see an improvement. They want to see players going out there and giving everything. They want a manager to stand up and at least I agree with some of his press conferences are baffling to me, and I don't think that helps him. Now, can he turn it around?
What in particular is baffling
you? Well, when he comes out and talks about, you know, we're going to get better, we're improving, you can see it, and I look at Rangers and I've never seen them dominating a game of football this season, right? I've not seen them dominate. Tell a lie, at Hampden, the beat six net, right? They've scored 12 goals this season and one away from home, right? Now, six of them were against Ross County. So it tells you there's a problem. And it's not just like Rangers supporters are coming on and having a go at one or two players. Nearly everyone's getting it in the neck. And I feel sorry for the players because I don't think they've got a direction of what they're going to do. I think a good manager, I think if you look at some of these guys in here, they're talented footballers. And I think if you get them into the right rotation, the right sort of formation, the right ideas of what they're going to do, I think you would see a massive improvement.
Welcome to episode 3251 of Will James Tavernier be dropped tonight, and should he be dropped tonight?
I don't think he will, no. I don't think he will. I think Dazzler kind of touches on how Rangers have played and how it has actually affected James Tavernier going forward. That's partly down to the way that the Rangers midfield doesn't pass the ball forward enough.
And I just thought it was quite interesting when Casemiro came on at right back, James Tavernier moved forward, Philippe Clement took the opportunity, maybe I'm just reading too much into it, to point out that Casemiro didn't step up in time, and that he caused the offside line to be a bit wonky and let Marley Watkins score at the weekend.
Yeah, but I'm not buying that either, because see, at the end of the day, yeah, you can talk about how deep the back four were, but you've got Scotland international John Souter, who's got to defend better, but all credit to work, you know, he's seen the opportunity, but Rangers need better.
Two brilliant calls from James and Andy. Anyone feeling a bit more optimistic about their trip to Ibrox tonight? Give us a call right now. And Celtic fans, good time to call because we're going to look at last night, so get all your thoughts there whilst I run this past you.
Win £400,000, our biggest ever cash prize.
£400,000. That is an incredible amount of money. I'd like to see you two together on a night out with 400 grand, just to see what you two could come up with. I think you're a good combination for this show.
I think we would come home with no money left. I would say that
an absolute
confidently.
Certainty.
That'd be a good night, wouldn't it?
I would certainly.
Luckily, I think most people listening will put it to better use. Just think about it, life changing, and it would be in your bank account by the weekend as well. No hanging around. So text yes to 61025. 250 to text plus your standard network rate. You can enter on our website for 250 or call 0330 880 4523, and the calls are charged at a standard rate as well. It is over 18s only, and all the rules for this Rayo Network competition are on our website. The lines close at 5 p.m. tomorrow. Do not let this pass you by. Hear someone else winning and then remember that you just forgot to get your entry, and you would never forgive yourself. So text yes to 61025. No phrase, no amount to remember. Don't even need to answer within the five rings. Just pick up your phone and the money would be yours. Good luck.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Watch as well as listen. Check out our YouTube stream now.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
You are the voice of Scottish football. Call 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Scott Allen and Gordon Dalziel are enjoying Hearts 2-0 up against Ammonia Nicosia. Blair Spittle adding to Alan Forrest, two brilliant goals as well. So really good to see Hearts doing good things at the moment in terms of good results in Europe. I think clearly Celtic fans would consider that the case last night. Let's bring in Ewan and Hamilton. Ewan, how did you look back on last night then? You must be impressed.
Oh, very impressed. I'd go as far as delighted, to be honest. Hand on heart, I was a bit pessimistic about the going over there, and I thought we were kind of potentially facing another hiding, but to a man, I thought all the guys were brilliant. You couldn't ask any more for them. There was still, you could still see the quality of Atlanta and still see the golf, but that's how we, going forward, have to overcome these things, is just work hard, just work your socks off, and Liam Scales, take a bow, son, to be honest, because I honestly didn't think he had it in him. I thought he'd reached his limits. He surprised everybody last season, but then to go and do that last night, I think he's took it even further, to be honest, and he was well worth his man of the match.
What did you make of it, Gordon? Because you were here on Tuesday, and of course we were doing the usual round and round again on what will Celtic style be. Brendan Rodgers is saying, I'm not a defensive manager, it's not in my DNA, but clearly last night was all about the defensive performance, wasn't it?
It was a terrific result, you've got to say. I totally agree with you, and I think that Celtic gave up a couple of chances early in the first half, Gordon. Second half, I thought they were magnificent. And I said on Tuesday, my big concern going over there was I wasn't convinced with the two centre-backs as a pairing. They were brilliant, absolutely brilliant. And the rest of the team just fitted in. I thought that Alistair Johnston come under a little bit of pressure, getting booked so early, and they seemed to target down that left-hand side. But I thought the two wingers doubled back.
And what about his block?
Yeah.
Amazing. Honestly, just before half-time, wasn't it? On a booking.
Yeah. That could go wrong. You're off. You're down to 10 men. But I just thought that was just the way he sailed. I thought if I was going to sort of criticise him slightly, right? And it's very difficult to do. I thought in the first half, not in the second half, in the first half, sometimes they gave the ball away cheaply for the ability Celtic have got.
Because they got out quite well, didn't they?
Yeah.
But then that
final
turning that into an attacking
chance. I think that's maybe what Brendan Rodgers would have said at halftime. Look, we're doing well here. We're getting out. We're protecting our box. The goalkeepers was terrific as well. They were forcing Atalanta into wide areas, putting balls in the box, and they were just defending them. Brilliant.
Yeah, for me, I thought Alistair Johnston, considering on the yellows, a very disciplined performance, which isn't easy to do considering the pace of the opposition you're playing against. Again, I agree with you and Liam Scales, absolutely fantastic. Some of the last ditch defending. But first and foremost, I think you did get a bit of both of Celtic. You did see them playing out and being brave, as Cal McGregor had said after the game, just that little final finishing touch from them. But Ida gives you that option. If it has to go long, you can get a flick on, and then you get the pace in behind. So they did defend really well as a team, but they still carried a threat as well.
Yeah, I mean, Ewan, is it all about the expectation before? You're admitting it, you were sort of fearing the worst, and everyone assumed that Brendan Rodgers, you know, either can't or won't, you know, be defensive in Europe. This has gone back to his first spell. It's carried on. Look at Dortmund. Was it the nature of that kind of doggedness, the defensive performance, is that the bit that really impressed you, just because you maybe didn't know that the team had it in them?
Yes, I think they did have it in them. I've been screaming out for us to give a better account of ourselves, because I knew we had it in us. But things like everything that could go wrong in Dortmund did go wrong, to be honest. So that when you were punished, and that's what happens at this level, small mistakes that you maybe get away with, you don't get away with it at that level, and that was just the harsh reality in Dortmund. But I'm going to have my pessimistic head on again here. Nobody's happier with that point than me, believe me, but it's only a decent point if it means something now going forward. It's only a decent point if we can build on it. So that's a bonus point, in my opinion. That's after the games, when I looked at the way the games fell, I hoped for us to have 3 points, but that I thought realistically we would have 3 points at this stage. Now going forward, we need to get the points that we're sort of more expected to get now, and that's the only way this means anything. This 0-0 in Atlanta. So we need it to mean something. So we need to know the job's not done. We need to kick on and do it.
I think it's a fair way of looking at it. Again, you know, before the group is drawn, you would have been happy with 4 points at this stage. Dortmund's obviously heavier than you'd like it to be, but 4 points at this stage, you're looking at that 9 mark to get through, looking at what should be more winnable fixtures at home. They might not all turn out to be that way, but how important do you think that point could be
I think last night's point puts them in a good position. The fans, in fact, I think if they'd have lost that last night, I think they get into their next game, Leipzig at home, under a wee bit pressure,
especially
right?
heavily. Can you imagine it? Yeah, you know, because of what's gone
before. So it was so important to them. And to be fair to them, they deserve all the credit in the world. I thought they were terrific at what they did. I watched Leipzig against Liverpool, and let me tell you, that's no easy game. They look decent. I know Liverpool beat them 1-0, but the ball in the back of net twice. So I think Celtic at Celtic Park are a match for anybody, as we've seen before. But they must take so much confidence for that 0-0 last night.
Thanks to Ewan on 01419511025. Ricky's also a Celtic fan. How do you look back on it, Ricky?
I agree with the previous caller. What a day, we'd like to say. Thank you, Brendan Rodgers, for his tactics last night. I thought his tactics were spot on with playing Adam Eder up front. That obviously stressed it for them because when they brought Kyogo on late on in the game, they were tiring. The wee man's that nimble about the park. You don't know where he is half of the time, you know, and he had a couple of shots. We might have come away with something better than we had. But it was a fantastic display with my team last night. And going forward, I'm more than optimistic. I thought we were maybe going to beat 2-1 last night, or even post a draw with that. I don't believe that all these teams, the Atalantas, I mean, there's Leipzig. Gordon's talking about Leipzig. Leipzig are sitting there with no points at all after 3 games. You know, this is a team, it's going to be a tough ask for us at Celtic Park. For a 7-day, we need points. Okay, they scored 2 goals last night. Obviously, they were offside or whatever, infringement, whatever. But they're still sitting there with 0 points. We're sitting there with 4. We're sitting 18th. See, that was the old Champions League format. We'd have been sitting in Europa League position by now. Do you know what I mean? So, I think we've got a very, very good chance of going very, very far in the, you know, this B League. I think we'll come with it, no problem. Mm-hmm. They call a point to spare.
What did you make of the tactics then in the setup? The one big talking point, as Ricky points out, was Adam Eder to blame or quote Marvin Bartley and Simon Donnelly, who were in last night. They obviously were full of praise for Celtic's, you know, tactics and setup, but they actually didn't think Eder in particular did work in the first half. They actually felt that because Celtic were looking to break, maybe Kyogo would have been ideal for that.
No, I think that's a wee bit unfair. Yeah. Sometimes he was up against, I can't remember a lad, number 4 at the back. I thought he was absolutely brilliant, terrific defender. He fought his battle. I thought you've got to look at the overall picture. I think Brendan Rodgers got his tactics spot on. I'll tell you the reason why. I think Kyogo will feel a wee bit disappointed. He could have probably won the game. See, the one that comes over and he takes it early, whether... You know, I was having a discussion
today. It was quite a hard chance, wasn't it?
Well,
Does he take a touch?
Me personally, I think he went for a right option. I think he just got it wrong. But he could have easily won the game, and then all of a sudden you're thinking, that's a masterpiece with Rodgers. I thought playing Adam Eder was the right move. Look, there was a couple of times the ball bounced off him. Of course it did. Because he was under severe pressure, but he worked his corner, and then he gave Brendan Rodgers that license to say, right, okay, we can get Kyogo on and start stretching him a wee bit, balls over the top and causing him problems. So you can't really argue with the tactics.
So what did they do differently apart from that, Scott? Was it different tactically? Because, you know, Brendan Rodgers was saying before he wouldn't change anything drastically. Was that just to kid people on, or was it a tweak, or sometimes do you get forced back? What was different?
Yeah, I think they definitely get forced back, obviously with the quality that Atalanta possess, so naturally your wingers can't go as high as they would want to because you don't have total control of the ball, which Celtic usually have in the SPFL. So I think that definitely played a hand in how the tactics played out. So, you know, it's like in the game, Gordon, you then know that you need to roll your sleeves up and do the work, and then can you catch them on the counter attack? They did have chances to do that and maybe just didn't have that final ball like we spoke about. But I think in terms of Adam Eder, in terms of starting him, for me, I thought it was the right decision. There was times in the game where he did link up well. I think if you're asking a striker at that level to hold the ball every single time it's coming up to him, you're asking a hell of a lot, considering not every time the ball comes up to him was with good quality as well.
Thank you to Ricky. Let's hear from Brendan Rodgers then. He said he was proud of the overall efforts last night.
sort of concentration in the game was superb, and you need to have, you know, the talent that they have. You know, you're talking about the highest goal scorers in Italian football, and so to come here, play with that concentration, that commitment, and then still carry a threat and the danger when we had the ball was very, very pleasing. So, yeah, they show great courage, concentrated on what it is they had to do, defend the box well, shift, slide, and, yeah, it was a really, really good point for us. I never doubted the players and the mentality, and then we come away to a team that are, like I said, so efficient going forward with the quality they have, the power that they have. But for our players to concentrate, stand up and fight and have that dignity in the performance, I was so proud of them.
Well, what did you think of it? What did you make of last night in Bergamo? Give us your thoughts and team news from Ibrox on a huge night for Rangers coming next.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Watch as well as listen. Head to @ClydeSSB on X now. 0141 951 1025. This is Scottish football's league leader, Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Half time at Tynecastle, and you have to say, Gordon Dalziel, what a start for Hearts. 2-0 up and two stunning goals from Alan Forrest and Blair Spittle.
Yeah, the new manager Bounce certainly is up and running at Tynecastle. 4-0 at the weekend, then they got off to the best possible start tonight. 2-0 up, they're in a good place. The Hearts fans are starting to feel the confidence coming back again. So I think they'll go and win. Just watching bits and pieces that come in, Gordon, I think they look very comfortable, and I think they'll be disappointed if they don't add to the scoreline.
I'm worried sick for Hibs on Sunday now, watching the last.
It's not all about that. Sort of is for lots of them, but they're doing well, aren't they?
They look really good, yeah. Playing with great energy. It's created some good chances, and the two goals, fantastic. Two Scottish players as
well.
You've
got to say the quality of the finishes. You'd be proud of them, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would be. Yeah, I think. Listen, they should be further in front in my eyes. And like I said, I'm one eye on Sunday for Hibs. I'm not looking forward to it.
Okay, Rangers fans, I'm going to give you the team pretty much right now. So listen carefully without sounding patronising, and give us a call. Let us know what you make of this. A couple of changes in here. No spoiler. But I wonder if you agree or disagree. Let's go to Gabriel and get the news. Gabriel, are you still with us? Oh, that doesn't sound too encouraging. Thought he was there. Here we go. We'll get him in just a second.
Will it be a team that surprises Rangers supporters?
No, I don't think it will amaze. But obviously, just a couple of things to try and get the head around. But everything's scrutinised right now for Philippe Clement, though, isn't it? You heard the first two callers were clearly at that stage where, you know. I'm not saying he doesn't deserve the criticism, but he's almost in the can't do right for doing wrong stage. You get fans on saying that even a win tonight wouldn't move their dial on him.
They want a change, Gordon. Like, they're fed up going along and watching it. It's not entertaining. It's not good. They're not dominating games now. They've not got a right to dominate every game. We know that. But with the quality and the money they've paid, I think the Rangers fans deserve a lot better, and they're not getting that at this moment in time, and they're venting their anger towards the manager.
I think there's no question they expect the manager to have been doing a lot better with the players at disposal, and that's where the identity questions come down, and it's clear for everyone to see they aren't playing with any conviction at all.
Yeah, get those calls in, get them lined up. I'm just going to give you the team in just a second. 01419511025, Twitter as well, @ClydeSSB, if you would rather tweet and let us know your thoughts there. Team's just coming back out at Tynecastle. Like we said, Ranger Hearts, I should say, leading 2-0 against Omonia Nicosia from the first half. A really good start for them. And of course, we're looking back on Celtic's point in Bergamo against Atalanta last night. Lots of you so far very happy with the defensive performance. Who else stood out for you? Give us a call, let us know. How does it set you up? How is that platform for going forward to the rest of the Champions League? There was so much said in the build-up about style and pragmatism, which has become one of the most overused words, I think, when talking about Celtic in Europe. Brendan Rodgers even had a wee dig about that. So let us know, was it pragmatic enough for you, as he put it? 0141 951 1025. Neil Critchley, on the other hand, will be loving life, won't he? It's a nice way to start. 4-0 and 2-0 up at half time, and Scott Fears maybe carry it on into the derby.
New manager Bounce, he's went in, he's been very positive. He's put two up top. He got off to a terrific result. Start against St Mirren, 4-0, and then tonight he's disanded it.
Okay, Gabriel, put us out of our misery. What is the team looking like?
Two changes, Gordon, for Rangers at Ibrox. In come Nicola Raskin and Leon Balogun, dropping to the bench. Mohamed Diamande and Robin Proper. So two changes from the weekend's game against Kilmarnock. The team is as follows. It's Jack Butland in goal, a defence of James Tavernier, John Souter, Leon Balogun and Jeff Day. As I said, it'll be Nicola Raskin partnering Connor Barron in the centre of midfield. Tom Lawrence is just in front of them, and it keeps the same front three of Václav Cherny, Nedim Bajrami and Cyril Dessus. The substitutes, Kelly, Proper, Diamande, Dowell, Sterling, Casemiro, Igamane, McCausland, Fraser, McKinnon, Rice and Lovelace.
What jumps out at you, Gordon?
Well, he brought Proper in for big games like this. I know he maybe went off injured.
He limped off,
but he's on the bench. Raskin came in there. I'm delighted he's getting his opportunity. When he came to Rangers at first with Cantwell, I thought he was a real good find. But he sort of lost his way a little bit. So it's big night for him tonight. And then obviously the one that every Rangers supporter was waiting for. Would he drop the captain? And once again, the answer was no.
I think for me, having Raskin and Barron, I think they're very similar in terms of balance of that midfield. I'm looking at it, I'm not quite so sure about that. I think we all knew that Tav was going to start. But listen, Rangers or the fans, a big performance tonight, so it's going to be very interesting. I think Balogun comes in, you know he's going to head and kick it and give you everything he's got. I think they probably need that at the back for nights like this.
The Rangers fans can tell us, give us a call right now. If I was just to throw a small prediction out there, do you think a lot of Rangers fans will sure acknowledge that there aren't loads of options, but be wondering how you can put the attacking performance like Sunday in and not change anything in the front three?
It's stale. It needs, I think the first caller or the second caller tonight was talking about it. Look, there's no pace to it.
Who do you change?
That's what I was going to say. So
you know what I mean? But there's no, see, when you look at that Rangers team, there's no pace in it at all. Balogun's probably your quickest player.
But that's then an issue, isn't it? That's an issue if you're assembling a squad, Scott, and the three of them can play the way they did at the weekend and stay in for a big European game.
It's part of the problem, especially at a club the size of Rangers, and for games like this, I think there's no question you look at them, they're nowhere near as dynamic as they have been over previous years. And I even bring the fullbacks into that. I think Hefty's probably your most dynamic sort of player, travelling forward with the ball. I look midfield, I don't think there's great legs there. I'm not too sure, to be honest.
You never know. This might be a very convincing win tonight, and everyone's getting ahead of themselves. Let's bring in David, who's from Paisley. How's it going, David?
Hi, good evening, guys.
What are you thinking then? You've heard the team there. Is that doing it for you? Is that the team to win it tonight?
I'll tell you one thing. I'll take whatever Scott Allen's taking, because Jeffy's one of the fullbacks I've seen in 40 years at Ibrox.
He's one of the what? Sorry, you broke up. One of the what fullbacks?
He's one of the worst fullbacks I've seen in 40 years.
Ah, but he said he's dynamic. He's quick. Aye, he moves.
Does he?
Yeah, I'd say he at least does that. Yeah, does he not?
Absolutely. He's hopeless. Absolutely hopeless. No other word for him. Hopeless.
Everybody's getting it tonight, isn't they?
I mean, included.
So not inspired by tonight then, David?
Well, to be honest, it's nothing that I didn't expect. There's a lot of stubbornness there with the manager. The first two callers, I thought, they were way on the mark with a lot of stuff, and I agreed with a lot of stuff. Where I do disagree with them on is the captain, and I'm not on here to defend James Tavernier's performance. Absolutely not. James Tavernier's performance has dropped majorly over the last 18 months or whatever. However, the sad indictment of our club is he's still the best option we've got. And that is a sad indictment of our club. So, people keep saying, drop Tav. They brought on Casemiro on Sunday and we lost the goal because the guy doesn't watch the line. And basically, it was flung in there and flung under a bus with the manager because it was a difficult game. We weren't getting anywhere. In my opinion, you don't change your back four in games like that unless you really need to. Following on from that, there's a major, major problem at Rangers Football Club and nobody's picking up on it. And I think the manager for the first time actually did on Sunday. Their goalkeeper is a massive problem at Rangers. Massive, massive problem. You look at the amount of times he gets beat on his left-hand side. And I'm just wondering if that's anything to do when he broke his ankle years ago. The manager picked up on it. Me personally, there's no sentiment with me. He would never have played for me again after the Scottish Cup final. Never. He had one thing to do that day, and he basically handed Celtic the Scottish Cup.
What a tough school. So the guy's had a good season last season, David. He spills one shot and he never plays again.
Never have played for me again. And Gordon Dale will remember what I'm about to say here. A certain ex-Rangers player who went on to become one of the greatest managers ever never played for Rangers again because he made a mistake against Celtic in the Scottish Cup final. Was for Sir Alex Ferguson.
I've got to say, I was going to guess that. That was a long time ago. David's like most Rangers supporters. Everybody's getting double barrel.
For what it's worth, most Rangers supporters would not have dropped Jack Butland after the cup.
No, I think David's just been a wee bit angry with him. That's his opinion. I think Butland.
It was a mistake, but it wasn't like it's not one you would have in your Christmas DVD of goalkeeping disasters, is it? It was a mistake, but it wasn't
Butland was in the category not that long ago that the manager came out or the board or whatever it was running for Rangers Football Club and said that every player would have been up for sale, probably apart from Butland, unless they got X amount of money. Now, I think Butland had a good season last year, but I think Butland's dropped off it as well. I don't think he looks the same goalkeeper. I really don't. I don't see any of the players that the manager's brought in or he's inherited being improved, right? And I think that's a bad, bad sign. Now, where I do agree with David, and I beat the drum all the time here and you get shot down in flames, I'm a Tavernier fan, right? But I do agree that he's not been at it either. So if you look at Tavernier's not been at it, you look at Butland, for me, he's not been at it. I think if you create chances for Dessers, he'll score goals. But if he's not scoring goals, his link-up play has got to be better. There's no doubt, because then your midfield decide, well, there's no point making those runs, getting in behind, he's not going to hold the ball up. So all of a sudden, everything suffers. I just think Rangers, collectively, they now are just in a bad place.
Briefly, Scott, we're a bit late for Beat the Pundit, but your thoughts?
I think over the years, Rangers' main creative strength has been from the full-back area. So when you don't have two performing full-backs, the chances have dried up for them. I think there's problems all over the park for Rangers when you do watch them. I think the midfield is an issue, that he doesn't know what his best three is, and you're just hoping that someone produces a bit of magic here and there, but ultimately it's a team who don't have the same legs as they have in the last few years. So
thank you to David. Let's play this.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun. For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Two defeats for the pundits already this week. 01419511025. You can put them to bed already. Thursday night you can end it. Let's see what you've got. 01419511025. Lines close at 7.
Clyde One Super Scoreboards. Watch as well as listen. Check out the Clyde One Facebook page now. Tackle the headlines. 01419511025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Scott Allen and Gordon Dalziel are here on 01419511025. Still Hearts 2, Ammonia Nicosia 0 on the hour mark at Tynecastle. Celtic fans, we're looking back on last night, of course, and Rangers fans, 55 minutes away from kickoff, where so far we've had doom and gloom, negativity about the club in general, people not really too happy with the team lineup. Maybe you are of a sunnier disposition. Let us know and we'll play this first.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Right, Beat the Pundit time. Two wins already for the listeners this week. Was one of them not against you?
Don't be so silly. Brian Graham.
Oh, it was Brian on Tuesday, yeah, wasn't it? Oh, he wasn't happy about that.
Oh, no. It was the nearest I've ever seen MD nearly swearing.
Oh, he came really close. Oh, you know what I didn't like, actually? I meant to pull him up, but I see the way he pretended that he didn't, and he was doing it just to wind me up.
Not
that
a chance.
A lie.
He was that way.
Because the question was, what championship teams get the biggest stadium?
And the
Thistle?
No, because where the Queen's Park play.
Hamden.
Lesser Hamden.
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 I'm playing at Lesser
They're
Hamden.
Playing. Well, this is the extra irony to it. Thistle's next game is against Queen's Park at Hamden. Brian's playing in it, so we didn't give him it, obviously.
It's not.
And he went,
wasn't happy. I'd sort of put him off a wee bit.
Did you hear what we did to Big Marvin last night? He's no happy at all. I'm even getting texts from him today. What was his text today? I've met Willie Collum and he says you done me out of an answer. Like, Willie Collum doesn't he referee beat the pundit. Hold Do you know what I mean?
If he met Willie Collum, would he have his same clothes on as Willie?
Exactly.
Because I know what people that turn up.
I had that on today.
Did you?
The guilty.
Right.
Jumper.
So, what did you do to him?
Name any player that scored for Scotland at World Cup 98. He said Craig Burnley.
Burnley.
It's not Burnley in any way.
That's wrong. It's wrong. You're right.
Thank you. Anyway, Franny.
Aye, that's a bit hard.
Nonsense. Because it's the type Craig of mistake Burnley. You make. That's why.
Yeah.
Franny is in Belsill. How's it going, Franny?
How you doing, lads? Gordon.
Hi, Franny. Oh.
Franny, how you doing?
Have you ever played before?
Nope, but I've got a bone to pick with Gordon.
Oh,
Franny, come on then.
You beat my boy last week.
Oh, beat me in a boy. Who was it? What was his name? Baby Franny.
Declan.
I remember
what
that.
What was the score? Oh,
Thursday 5-3.
Right, I'll tell you what, if I get the toss of coin in it, you stick Declan on the headphones with you and I'll beat the two of you, father and son.
Declan's on his way home to Italy's in Copenhagen just now.
Declan sent me a picture, I'm sure, actually. Declan sent me a picture saying it's me who played Gordon last week. I'm in Italy for the Celtic game. That rings a bell.
Yep.
He sent me that yesterday. Yep. Well, listen, Declan's phoned his da on you. So let's
He's only in the corner.
What did you make of the game last night, Franny?
It was good. I wasn't expecting it, honestly. I was expecting 2-3, but to get beat.
Yeah, good defensive performance.
Yeah, Trusty came into a game. There you go. He's been a bit dodgy all season, but then last night he was man of match for my eyes.
Yeah, I think people were doubting him, Scott, but he was good last night, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's obviously take some players a bit longer to settle in, that's for sure. But I think, listen, it was one of the games where Scales and Trusty both came up with the goods for Celtic, defended with everything they had, and it takes that to get results in their type of games.
Right, none of you can grind out a 0-0 and beat the pundit. That's not what the people want. So heads it will be Scott Allen, tails it will be Gordon Dl, and it actually is. You've got your wish.
Who is it?
It's you, tails.
Okay, Franny, all the best, son.
Yeah, it's all the best.
Hold on, yes. I'm 6 in a row, mate. You'd have been better taking on Dumplin Heed next to me.
Huge incentive for you, because you're always banging on about how you don't think you rise in the table despite winning the game.
Here's another victory.
If you win tonight, you'd go pretty much up with Brian and Marvin. Big chance for you,
Franny. I've heard this a million times, mate. I don't want you be hanging up the phone and getting your jammies on.
Right, okay. Let's give him
some jammies on.
Let's give him some greatest hits radio, Franny, so he doesn't hear us. 30 seconds. Yeah. You answer as many as you can and pass if you do not know the answer, okay?
Okay.
Right, your time starts now. Rangers winger Václav Černý is on loan from which club?
Pass.
Which Celtic player was the only one shown a yellow card last night?
Alistair Johnson.
Which country are Rangers Europa League opponents FCSB from?
Bag.
Which La Liga side play their home games at the Metropolitano?
Pass.
How many league goals did Shanklin score last season? 23, 24 or 25?
23.
Who's got more clean sheets in the league this season, Butland or Schmeichel?
Schmeichel.
Okay. Can you hear us?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Same set of questions.
Right, okay. You got a smile on your face, come on.
No, I was just thinking back to how maybe part of the reason that Brian Graham lost on Tuesday is because your big ball face right in front of him, putting him off, laughing,
he didn't like that, did he?
Making noises. Just wonder, Scott Allen's, he's too polite, he's not got that in his locker.
He can do what he wants.
Right, 30 seconds, your time starts now. Rangers winger Václav Černý is on loan from which club?
Oh, pardon.
Which Celtic player was shown a yellow card against Atalanta last night?
Johnson.
Which country are Rangers Europa League opponents FCSB from? Which La Liga side play their home games at the Metropolitano?
Valencia.
How many league goals did Shanklin score last season? 23, 24 or 25?
25.
Who's got more clean sheets in the league this season? Is it Jack Butland or Kasper Schmeichel?
Schmeichel.
Aberdeen goalie Dimitar Mitov has been capped by which country?
Bulgaria.
Okay. Franny, what's the verdict?
You beat me by a nose.
Franny, come on.
That's poor.
That is poor. That's not nice. You don't know. I thought I was poor there.
See, to beat you by a nose, how is the. I'm thinking about your new. You know, you're thinking about all your self improvements. You're getting the hair transplant.
Yeah.
No plans for.
No, you need a scaffolding to get up and do some work in that nose. No, I'm getting the wee thing, the Botox in there.
Shut up.
Shut up, Franny. Let's just see how you go.
You've been saying this for years, but there's no way you're getting filler or something.
Look, shouldn't you do that? How young do I look there now?
Stop
it. Oh, you getting the cheekbones up?
No, just there, a wee fillers in there.
Nonsense. Although, because, you know, he's having like a late life crisis. The hair transplant, and did they tell you about? He's got a new private plate on his car.
Right? God, shut up about this. Is so good. See the many
so
people.
Exactly, this is why I'm telling it. So, Franny, if you, I know you're in Bell's Hill just up the road, we regularly have been talking about his new private plate. What's been happening to you since?
Peeping the horn, everybody at the windy and stuff.
Giving you
like,
certain hand gestures.
Oh, it's a nightmare, honestly.
Self-inflicted.
Mate, I'm no kidding you on. It's embarrassing.
What's the plate? Was it read?
That Daz at the end.
Shut up.
Gordon, has it got a CD in it called Bronski Beak?
That's very funny. I'll tell you what, I'd like to see a picture of you. I bet you're sitting there, a wee baldy guy with your wee stripy jammies on. Eh?
Nah.
4'2". He got under the table with a top hat on, Franny. Franny's 4'2". He got under the coffee table with a top hat on.
They heard that joke the first time, didn't they?
I know.
Just for extra.
What height are you, Franny?
6 foot.
So you are.
No, but seriously, you came in tonight raging in this office because everybody's been beeping around.
It's coming off. I've actually went into the. I phoned the garage tonight to see that I'm going to maybe change them.
Anyway, let's find out who won Beat the Pundit. Vaclav Cherny is on loan, Scott Allen from Wolfsburg.
Franny never got that.
He did not. Franny did know that Alistair Johnston was booked last night. Same as you.
I beat him last night to get booked.
Did you?
Aye.
What a prophet you are. FCSB are from Romania. Gordon DL goes one in front. There's a lot of Romanian journalists over, and one of them asked me after the press conference yesterday, he's got, my friend, you're from Sky, would you do an interview? I can't remember what he said. I'm from we're the biggest media outlet in Romania. Would you do an interview about Yanis Hadji? And I'm thinking, obviously, just like, yeah,
it,
sure, no problem. Like, fine, standard, just a couple of questions about Yanis Hadji. But then he said, can we take a picture for the interview? I thought, again, fine, it'll be me and the guy. But then he just made me just stand
yourself.
Just standing at the training ground, just like my hands in my pockets, just standing.
Done that a few times.
Oh. So I don't know if you're big in your Romanian media, but you can look out for it. Anyway, 2-1 Gordon DL, the Metropolitano. You ever been?
Atletico Madrid.
Very.
I was going to say that. Who did Franny say?
He didn't get it. 2-1.
He doesn't even know where Spain is.
23, 24, or 25 for Shanklin. You both got it wrong. It's 24 for Lawrence Shanklin. Kasper Schmeichel has got more clean sheets. Well done, Franny. You got that, but unfortunately, so did Gordon DL, who went on to eat. I'm impressed with you here. Dimitar Mitov, Bulgaria. That's impressive from you.
Happy with that?
Yeah, because you and countries do not get on well.
That was a good guess.
As we've established over the years.
Franny, it's time now to get your hot milk and a wee Jaffa cake, son. Get yourself up the stair into bed, hot blanket on. You'll be okay in the morning.
4-2 win, Franny. Headlines.
Just think when the boy comes through the door, you can go, I'm the same as you. I've been done with the Dazzler.
Tucked away by the Dazzler.
Tucked away.
Well done, Franny. Thanks for taking part.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Good. Cheers, man. Franny.
0141 951 1025. That is the number that you need. That's you pretty much up there with Brian and Marvin now. You're clean.
I'm not even the same bracket as him. Don't even talk to me about them. Because they've played about two games.
Marvin's played eight times.
I've won the last seven, Gordon.
Marvin's played eight times.
Seven. Last seven. Undefeated. People are frightened at me, you know.
If you don't come in here on Saturday with that registration plate removed,
that's gone. That's gone. I'm telling. I'll be removed tonight. I'll be pulled over by the police.
And you know, the thing is, the more we talk about it, the more people are going to be. I know. So I can't wait.
It's the worst thing. I'll never. And I'll tell you, I'll never
you get people to send in their pictures if you see it. So
I'm actually having to go to people to ask how to drive the car. It's too complicated for me, mate. I'm an old fashioned guy.
Look at him. He's got a big fancy car now.
I'm a Passat man. It's in the car heaven. My Passat was famous.
Is that a Volkswagen?
Oh, beautiful. By the way, I told some stories. I can imagine. Some music in
character
it. Character
of it.
A wee bit of character. But now I'm lost the plot.
0141 951 1025. That's the number that you need. Let's hear a bit more from Philippe Clement. There's a lot been made about the notion of improving. Are they or aren't they? And it's caused much debate on these phones. Let's hear the manager's thoughts.
I said the team will be better in October, November than it was in August. That's also the case. It will be better also in September. I think everybody was really positive about the Malmö game. That was better than in August. So we need to get to that level more consistently. And there we're working on. And the fans will see the next months that this team will become better, for sure, 200%. But the more they stick behind the team, the more they are positive, the more they are supporting, the more they give the team energy, the faster it will go also. But we understand also from our side that the fans need to see also things on the pitch. So we were not happy with the performance in that way against Kilmarnock. All of us were not happy about that.
200% certain they will get better, he says.
Well, I don't think...
I get the logic, though, because...
I don't think it's a hard task, do you?
Well, okay, fair enough. You think the bar's set?
Listen, it's not me. I'm not going there every single week and paying money to watch Rangers. It's the Rangers supporters are phoning in here who love the club and they want to see the club doing well. And for them to phone in and criticise the Rangers manager tells you all you need to know. It isn't good enough. The Rangers fans are telling you that. It's not good enough. The performance, they're not... I've never seen Rangers dominate a game. I've never sat and watched Rangers and went, do you know what? And enjoyed their play today. I enjoyed the style of football. I thought, great energy. They've no pace about the team. Every player's come in for criticism. You know, you look at Jack Butland last year, you could not have said a bad word about Jack Butland. Now people are on saying he would never play again and, you know, he's went back the way and everything about him.
I think that was quite an extreme example, yeah, though.
Yeah,
wasn't
but,
it,
but then Tavernier gets it in the neck, Dessers is getting it, you know, Diamandis dropped right off it as well. You look at Suter's defending, who was brilliant with Scotland, and you're thinking, right, that's him, because we gave him so much praise. Mark Wilson and I talking about, well, all he needed was a run of games, get away from these niggly injuries. He's got a good talent, everything about him. A terrible defending.
John's on the line. How are you, John?
I'm very well, thanks, guys. How are you?
Not bad, John, not bad. What are you thinking about Rangers at the moment, then?
Well, just touching on Gordon's points there a minute ago, he's talking about Diamandi. At the start of the season, at pre-season, I was watching him and thought he looked like he was coming on to a bit of a game and had high hopes for him at the start of the season, but he's kind of fell by the wayside a little bit. It was a bit lackluster in possession. Don't get me wrong, I think he has got some technical ability there, but he's just not shown it. Too much inconsistency in the performances across the board, to be honest with you. You'll have to forgive me, I've just finished a run, so that's why
I'm breath, John. 5K, was it something longer?
It was.
Good on you.
What was the time?
John, oh, it's done. I wouldn't want to embarrass myself.
Just say 20 past 7.
And John Suter as well. You know, he had a great game against Portugal the other night, but I never got myself too excited about that because, you know, history repeats itself. He has one good game, and he'll go on a run of 3 or 4 bad performances. So, anyway, I wasn't actually phoning for that point. I just heard Gordon obviously speaking about that, so I wanted to touch on it whilst he was chatting. But the point I wanted to make was that, you know, at the start of the season, or even right now, should I say, actually, there's a lot of critics for Clement, and I'm actually one of them. I'm probably one of the biggest, to be quite fair. However, I do feel quite sorry for him because it seems to me as if he's came into this job, probably been promised more than what he's actually got off the Rangers board, and he's now in a position where he's working with no CEO, no director of football, and his job role has probably amassed into something much more than he first anticipated, as opposed to just running the team. I don't know what goes on behind the scenes, if he's got much to do with the daily runners of the club, but
you know, I do feel a bit sorry for him. I feel like he's been dealt a bit of a bad card when it's coming into the job. And, you know, we could sack him and we could go back to the market and find someone new. And they could bring in their players and we just repeat the process again. So, for me, there's only two real viable options at the minute. The first one is we keep him, which I know a lot of Rangers supporters will be listening to that right now and probably shaking their heads. Or the second one is the only real option that I think that would come in and be able to sort of stabilise the team and the club a bit is someone that knows the league and knows the club inside out. And for me, that would be Derek McInnes. So I just wanted to put that towards the board and see what their thoughts are.
He's on TV duty tonight. You could just nip down to the dugout. Different size jacket probably from Philippe Clement. But on a more serious note, Scott, some of the reasons or factors that John lists, I think are kind of the things that Philippe Clement's been saying in defence of himself at the press conference, talking about the fact that they had to, because of mistakes of the past, I think is the way he always puts it, they had to move out experienced players, high earners, replace them with younger players on lesser money who are taking their time, basically, that they're not ready yet because they're humans and not robots, was his phrase. Does that stuff let him off the hook for you? Is that valid?
Not for me, I think. Obviously, being a player and being around certain situations in football, I think it's easy to cling on to the CEO and all the things above board at the club. But ultimately, you go in every day, you train, you prepare for the game on the Saturday, you prepare your players for how they want to play against a certain type of opposition. And Rangers just haven't delivered that. You can see by how they're playing in terms of fluidity. There's none of it. It comes to a Saturday and he's looking for excuses time after time. So his job, first and foremost, is to get the best out of what he's got. Can you feel sorry for Philippe Clement because he can't produce a result and a performance from players who they have paid money for to state fact, to go and put on a better show against Kilmarnock, a better show in home games against Hibs? I think the Rangers fans demand an expectation and some sort of standard being set, and right now we can't see that with this Rangers side.
One of the opening thoughts of the night, John, from a Rangers fan was that a win tonight just wouldn't even really do anything, wouldn't really move the dial. Is that something you agree with, or can it be chipped away at with a good one tonight?
I would say so. You know, it's all very well, you know, getting results in Europe, but that's not our bread and butter. Our bread and butter is winning leagues and domestic trophies. Obviously, we had a good run a couple of years back and made it to the final, and it was a great time for every Rangers supporter and everyone, you know, affiliated with the club. But at the end of the day, I think if you turned round to any Rangers supporter and said, you'll win the league or you'll get to semi-final or a quarter-final of European competition, everyone's going to say win the league. So it might paper over the cracks. I think the big thing for me is that, you know, performance, so result is obviously the most important. However, I think a lot of people are just looking for a performance now because, you know, touching on what John just said there just now, as I said, I have got a little bit of sympathy for Clement, not a huge amount. And when you're spending, I think it was upwards of maybe $15 million that we've spent, you know, under his reign, and you still expect performances. And even if he has been dealt a bit of a crap hand and, you know, various other things that are going on at the club, you still expect, one, to see progress, which we've not really seen, and two, a bit of a style of play, which, again, I'm looking at it week on week thinking, What is our style of play here? Because, you know, it just seems one-dimensional, big kicks up the park, sideways passing. You know, he's called out about it in a press conference recently from Rangers fan media, and he sort of swerved the question a little bit and never really answered it. So, yeah, I mean, I think this goes with this. For me, this goes further back. This goes back to when we had Gerrard. He hit a nail on the head. We won the league. He was interviewed. You may not have seen the interview.
Yeah,
but
I remember it, yeah.
He said, we need to fix the roof while the sun's shining. And investment never came. He ended up leaving. And then we did end up investing, but we invested in a manager that had I don't even know if you could call it a semi-decent spell. He had a couple of good results at QPR, and all of a sudden we decided to chuck him a big transfer kitty and expect him to turn it around, rather than doing it at that point when we had a manager who had full backing and support. We were off the back of an unbeaten season, winning the league. That was the time to do it. And since that point, I think, over the last 2 or 3 years, that's been Rangers' biggest mistake that we've made, is not investing in the squad at that point. Because I think if we had done, we'd have kicked on for another, you know, it's hard to say, of course, but maybe another trophy or another two trophies. But we never done it. Celtic did, and the tables have now been reversed, yeah. And it's us chasing them. So, yeah, I get what you're saying, and, you know, I appreciate that we need to see a bit more. And hopefully tonight we will see that. But
For me, the bread and butter, as I said, domestic, and I want to see us start performing and doing well in that day competitions.
Yeah, some good points well made from John. He's finally caught his breath after his run as well. Hearts had the ball in the net, but offside flag was up, still 2-0 and getting closer to kick-off at Ibrox. We'll take more calls next.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Watch as well as listen. Check out our YouTube stream now. Taking your calls on Scottish football. 0141 951 1025. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Sorry about that. Sorry to interrupt you with some football discussion. Gordon DL was just bragging about how he had a roll and pie. I know, for his dinner the other night. He's very chuffed with himself.
He loves it. He's going to for one
classic of yours. It was
one of those situations where I couldn't be bored cooking. By the time I got home, and I thought, there's a wee pie there lying there and a wee
Scottish pie
roll. Yeah, beautiful. And mate, when she was a cup of tea, the noises were coming out of the flat were incredible.
Oh dear. Sometimes they write themselves, really, don't they? 01419511025 for more food tips. Follow Gordon
yes,
DL
and Instagram.
You should start that. I'd love to you start a food page. The alternative, here's me with my 17th coffee of the day.
Yeah, I could do that. And then my
genuine is that I would say this for dramatic effect. People think I say it for dramatic effect. So anytime someone's on with him for the first time, he genuinely has high teens number of coffees in a day.
I drink, you strike
me as a bother.
I don't know how you're alive.
Non-stop. I probably have two or three before I even start the day in the morning. Babe, 6:30, I'll have three coffees because I'm up about.
Makes sense.
Back
of
five. Yeah. Beautiful. A wee oat latte just to start.
Are you a coffee snob?
No.
So cheap. I go to McDonald's or whatever, I'm cheap. Starbucks, for if you're paying.
I hear about his one last week. We'd exposed him. Sorry for that phrase. He started going into Arnold Clark.
Because they make him
a coffee.
Oh, brilliant.
So if you get into a car showroom, they'll make you a coffee.
That's incredible. I'm getting more about the car. I'm not too happy about the car. The air freshener sort of a die. Oh, I'll have an oat latte. Yeah.
Shocking. Anyway, enough about Gordon's dinner choices. James is just hanging on, so I'll quickly give you your teaser tonight. Thanks to Craig and Annie's Land for it. I'm going to ask you this and you'll just do it anyway. Don't just shout out random teams. Okay. Try and put a bit of thought into it, right?
Okay.
According to UEFA's official stats, Craig says, which 10 teams have scored the most Champions League goals in history?
Barcelona.
They are third.
Real Madrid.
Top by a fair distance.
Bayern Munich.
AC Milan.
Second. Yes. Okay. Well done. All right. I've now shifted the goalposts. Let's see if you can do it without getting any wrong.
Oh,
so don't dive in. Let's just take your time. So
Benfica.
Yes, but let's leave it there for now.
But Donovan, is that?
That's halfway already. So don't answer anymore. We're looking for the 10 teams with the most goals in Champions League history. Real, Bayern, Barca, nope, Benfica and AC Milan. Leave it there for now. James is on the line. How are you, James?
Good evening, Gordon, Scott and Gordon. I'll find me. I'd like to talk about the game and the game on Sunday.
Go for it.
Gordon, you said earlier on in the programme that that was a brilliant result, which it was, but it's only a brilliant result, Gordon, if we get 3 points against RP Leipzig. I wonder what you thought about that, because we got the point, that helps push the team, but let's not get carried away and get into hype over going to do this and that. RP Leipzig are a very, very good side. My second wee point would be, the team that played last night, the back five, are absolutely brilliant, every one of them. Would you play them on Sunday if Carter Vickers and Taylor were fit?
Yeah, I mean, hopefully Motherwell do carry the same attacking threat as Atalanta, Gordon. Has it calmed everyone down about the lack of Carter Vickers then? You know, has it changed your mind on that back four being good to go?
I've got a great saying, one swallow doesn't make a summer.
I mean, it's not your saying, just to clear that up.
No, it's not.
Just for the avoidance of doubt. It's absolutely not your saying, but carry on.
The great Billy McNeil used to say that to me every time I played one good game. I was a bit doubtful of those two centre-halves as a pairing. Trust had been brought in for a lot of money, £6 million. Scales, I think since he cemented a place in the Celtic centre half position, I think he's been brilliant. I really do. And I think the two of them last night were exceptional. you know, the way they defended, because they were a big, powerful side. They were putting decent balls in, and I thought especially second half, their defending was brilliant. They were putting decent balls in. They were timing their runs well. They were big lads. They were going and attacking it. But the two centre-halves stood up to absolutely everything, especially second half. Carter Vickers, I would still say, is still the best centre-half at Celtic. But it just shows you, last night, all of a sudden, you, the opinions changed and they say, well, how could you drop the two of them? But Brendan Rodgers has got so many quality players, and he will change it against Motherwell. Of course he will. But he's got so many quality players that rotation will be everything to them.
Yeah, I think for me, part of the reason why Trusty was bought was for if Carter Vickers went out injured. And I think you just have to be patient and not expect every player when they come in to hit the ground running.
Do you think it was that though? Because even Brendan Rodgers before the game yesterday was cutting him a bit of slack, talking about him playing on the, you know, on his wrong side.
Yeah, but I think, like Gordon says, Carter Vickers is the best centre back in the country for me. I think time and time again he's shown how brave he is defending blocks and big games, especially against Rangers. So when he is fit, he is Celtic's number one centre back. So that was what they were trying to get, players in different positions who come in big games and affect it, and Trusty certainly done that last night.
James, see, I know what you're saying about Leipzig, but is it not just still a good point anyway? Because see, if you look at Celtic being on 4 points and probably needing 9 to get into the kind of playoff round, so obviously two more wins would take you to 10 points, to state the obvious. So even after Leipzig, you play Club Brugge at home, you play Young Boys at home, and away to Dinamo Zagreb. So it's not like you need to win against RB Leipzig. Do you know what I mean?
Well, the way I look at this is, I don't think any Celtic supporter last night thought that we'd get a point. I thought we'd lose maybe 2 or 3 nil. I was hoping we were going to be 4 or 5. But Brendan made a few tactical changes, and for once we got a bit of luck. Kasper Schmeichel had some outstanding saves, so did the boys. That gives us a boost, but I'm one of these people that was a good result, unexpected, but let's not get carried away here. People think, well, it's light, so we'll beat them, we'll beat Bruges. I've watched two of them games and they are very good sides, and Leipzig have got to come and get points because that's their fourth game and they're sitting at the bottom with zero. So if they were to beat us, they'd only be a point behind us. So that's what I'm worried about, is the hype. The team's played well, and it was, I mean, I was amazed that we got out there. 0-0 draw, about time and all, we got a point. Let's hope it's no a one game wonder and then they play the next one and we get hammered. You know what I mean? So the two boys at the back were sensational, Trusty and Scales. Let us see that skill can continue, the form can continue. If it is, we'll run a watch, because Trusty is beginning to look, if he is a £6 million player, maybe he's took time to adjust, I don't know. But last night was absolutely sensational. I'd be more concerned about Leipzig. If we could get 3 points there, I would say 7 points, surely, out of the next two games at home, Young Boys and I think it's Bruges. Mm-hmm. I would like to think that we'll get 3 points. I would take 4 out of 6 over the next two games, absolutely. But let's not get carried away, guys, and the supporters. I was so happy last night that we didn't get thumped, and it was good to find out we didn't get hammered 4 or 5 nil. We fought, we played well, the whole team played well, but the back five were sensational. That young boy at left back, that strike he had in the second half where the goalkeeper put over the bar, what a strike that was. So I think Taylor would find it hard to get back into the team.
Did you like Vai's performance again? He's another one that, just because he's not played a lot, is, you know, and we're quick to judge people, maybe had their reservations.
I like the look of him, I really do. I think when he came in at first, you were looking, thinking, well, is he one of these guys that going forward, he's got good ability, but defensively he was poor. Look, he's waited his chance. I still think that if I was picking my strongest Celtic team, in my opinion, I would have Greg Taylor in at left back. Yep. But I quite like the look of the fact that he came into a big game last night, held his own, thought he played well. I think there's promising signs there for him. I think he's got good ability.
Full-time Hearts, will reflect on that in a second. Again, is it a bit quick then, Scott, to say Greg Taylor struggles to get back in when he's got that body of work and Alex Vai's only got a couple of games?
Yeah, for me, Carter Vickers and Taylor are part of the strongest Celtic back four. For me, I think looking at Leipzig, I think it's a game that Celtic will expect that they can cause problems. I don't think Brendan Rodgers and the players will be overhyped from last night. They would have known how hard they had to work and how difficult a task it was to come away with a point. But when it comes to the home games, they'll like to go and have a go. And if Leipzig do come and are expansive, then Celtic can catch on the break with the pace they have and the creativity
it's
they
hard,
have.
It's obviously hard to forecast because realistically, looking at those games again to repeat, Leipzig at home, Bruges at home, Zagreb away, Young Boys at home. Let's even take Aston Villa out. I'm not saying Celtic 100% won't get anything, but let's take it out because it's obviously the hardest. If we're four at the moment, and if people are accurate when they're talking about nine, you could be looking at one win and two draws then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, from them. And who knows? People keep talking about the home. Celtic could, in theory, surely get a draw at Zagreb.
Mm-hmm.
At which point, you're then only looking for a win and a draw out of Leipzig, Bruges and Young Boys at home. It's not that easy. I take James's point, but I just feel like, you know, but we're kind of putting it all on the home games without realising that you could easily get a point in
I think that's why last night's point was so vital, because
that allows you to do that, in theory, allows you to get to nine with one more win.
Yeah.
as long as you get the relevant draws.
It takes a bit of pressure off them, because everything I think they were looking at, well, if they get beat last night, all the pressure's on their home form to go and pick up points at home. That point takes that little bit of pressure off them.
Thank you, James. A 2-0 win for Hearts against Omonia Nicosia. Neil Critchley played 2-1-2, scored 6, conceded none. He's loving life as the Hearts manager. Good win that. I know Hearts would have been favourites and all that stuff, but too often we see Scottish teams just kind of not doing that, you know, not taking care of business in the way they did.
No, that's a fantastic result. I think you could see they looked really confident. Some of the football they were playing, outstanding. Two great goals, two Scottish goal scorers, which is always good. And listen, Hearts will be looking to Hibs now and looking to go and put them down, because that their last two performances, Hearts have gave the fans something to shout about again.
Small steps, but there's a bit of confidence growing back at Tynecastle. They changed the manager. They brought in a manager that the Hearts fans weren't sure of. There was a lot of questions asked about his profile, but all credit to him, what a start he's got off to, and then he's got a massive game on Sunday, so if he could win that, then he would certainly be off to a terrific start as a Hearts manager.
Still fearing the worst for the derby?
I didn't quite expect it to go this way with Hearts when he first came in, but they two performs, two clean sheets as well, 6 goals, he'll be really happy.
Okay, right, 01419511025, good time to call. We're going to go back to Ibrox next as well, even check in, see what the crowd's like. I don't know if people have voted with their feet or if that sort of stuff hasn't quite kicked in yet. We'll go back there. Craig and Annie's Land wants you to name the 10 teams with the most Champions League goals ever. You've got, in order, Real Madrid, Bayern Munich, Barcelona, Benfica, AC Milan. I asked you to try and get it without getting any wrong.
Right, don't jump in, right, but we're guessing Liverpool or Man U are one of those.
Which one?
You going Man U? Mate, Liverpool have won it 3 times.
Champions League.
Oh, there's a different. Right.
Is it?
Well, I call it the European Cup.
Which one do you give me? Hurry up.
Man United.
Yes. I'll take one more guess.
Champions League. Ajax.
Yes.
Oh, that is magnificent.
In 10th place as well.
Oh, the very last.
European football, of course, back this week. We all know we've been dealing with it. Celtic, Atalanta last night, Rangers at home tonight, and the Clyde One Super Scoreboard team, mainly Andrew and Gabs, are with it every step of the way. They're going to cover all the group stage games, home and away for both teams, and it's thanks to UK Debt Expert. If you're talking 50,000 at Ibrox tonight, I don't quite know yet. UK Debt Expert have helped over 5 times that many people with their debt. They can help you, I'm sure, reduce your debt to one affordable monthly payment if you need it. So, to access help for free, ukdebtexpert.co.uk. Back to Ibrox next.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Watch as well as listen. Head to @ClydeSSB on X now. Number one for football in Glasgow and the West. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Fast approaching kickoff at Ibrox. Fast approaching home time for Gordon Dalziel and Scott Allen. Still time to squeeze in calls if you so wish. And a good teaser tonight. Can you name the 10 teams who've got the most goals in Champions League history? I like to tweak these ones and make them a bit harder. I like to try and get them to do it without any wrong answers, because otherwise they would just shout every European team at me and get them eventually. They've not got any wrong yet. Real Madrid, Bayern Munich, Barcelona, Man United, Benfica, AC Milan and Ajax. Three to get.
Right, we're having an argument where Scott is going for Chelsea, I'm going for Liverpool. Is one of them in there? That's all.
Yes.
Is one of them not in there?
Yes.
Yes. I'm telling you now.
I'll let you go with this one then.
Right, I'm going to take full responsibility.
Team captain.
I'm going Liverpool. Lock it in.
No. That is.
Yes, it is.
Oh, it's Liverpool.
Yeah, it is Liverpool. Well done. Okay. Two to get. Without
Any
wrong.
No.
Champions League winners.
I thought PSG would be there, but you're not having it.
I don't think, no chance.
You're not thinking, who am I to help you? But you've been hoodwinked by the fact that they're a recent Champions League force, but since the early 90s, would we really say they would?
No.
I think you need to be...
What about winners? If I go through winners?
I would go... Yeah, and you need to be looking at teams that have got to latter stages.
Inter Milan, maybe.
And stuff.
Inter Milan, maybe.
Inter Milan over Juve. Inter Milan have got to...
Inter Milan, Juve. Must be an Italian team in there. They're always getting to finals.
It's one of those two.
Oh, no!
Oh. You go again. You're on a winning streak. You pick.
I'm going... Oh, no. I don't know that one. You go.
Do you take it? You go.
I'm going to go...
Hurry up.
Inter Milan.
No!
Is it Juve?
It's Juve. You bottled it. You've got one to get. We'll get it before the end of the show. Quite like that question, though, I have to say. Is Gabriel still with us?
I certainly am.
Mr. Antoniazzi, Italian correspondent, you were messaging me, has to be Juve.
I can't believe that the Dazza got that wrong. I actually texted him as well.
What did you?
Juve. I don't think he read it in time.
He needs to open his phone case.
Oh, it is your Italian team again?
It is Juventus, of course, the biggest and best. Yes.
Please. Anyway, Ibrox, I like to ask more cutting edge questions usually than how's the crowd, but I just think it's relevant tonight because I wondered if people would stay away, you know, a bit scunnered with things, and obviously, you know, not in season tickets, that sort of thing. What's it looking like at this stage?
Yeah, now Gordon, it certainly is a pertinent question given the atmosphere here by the supporters. It's not quite full. I mean, there are still 10 minutes to go till kickoff, but it is certainly not packed out. It's not a terrible attendance, but it just seems so far away from those European nights under Steven Gerrard and Giovanni Van Bronckhorst, when big teams were coming here, stunned the expectant Ibrox, roared the team on to victory. Seemed very far away from that. Obviously, the manager Philippe Clement was pleading with supporters to stick with the team. He said that their support will help the team develop quicker, but it seems like it could be a pivotal night for the Ibrox faithful. They seem to be a bit on the edge. Much of the anger is aimed at the board, or the lack of a board. He certainly doesn't want it to turn on himself tonight, Philippe Clement.
Is that where it can be difficult? You were at Philippe Clement's press conference yesterday, and of course, you know, talking about the fans getting behind the team and what these big European nights can be like, but it's very hard to make fans feel that way, isn't it? If the game doesn't start in a fashion that they enjoy.
Yeah, certainly, Gordon. It almost seems like it's one of those games where if Rangers win, even if they win comfortably, fans will say that's what they should be doing. We're still 6 points behind Aberdeen in the league. What are we going to do about that? It seems that it's a must-not-lose for the manager. And the only way, as everyone in football knows, to please fans is to win matches. And Rangers haven't been doing that frequently enough this season. It started so well for Clement, but it tailed off at the end of last campaign, and this year has been far from the standard that he wants and everyone here inside this stadium wants as well. So it is turning into a huge night for the Belgian.
I think that Rangers need to start racking up good performances as well, just so that when Philippe Clement, as an example, is referencing the fact that it's not always bad, he's got more to point to. Because I noticed this yesterday, there were so many questions from the media, from fan media, talking about the performance levels, and he only had one. He kept saying Malmo. Well, Malmo was good, you know, and everybody liked me after Malmo, and everybody thought we were doing well after Malmo. But the longer the season goes on, if you've only got Malmo, that's then the outlier, isn't it? you know, that's the exception to the rule of the other poor performances.
Yeah, you won't just get away with that. And he's not getting away with it. That's the problem. The penny's got to drop. He's got to realise, look, first and foremost, winning's important. I think there was a fact of getting beat with Kilmarnock as well. The day before, you look at the top two drawn. So there's a wee opportunity to close that gap, and they failed to do it. So that's a disappointment for the Rangers fans. Then you add on to that the style of play, and then everything gets questioned. First and foremost, he's got three big, big games coming up tonight. St Mirren at Ibrox, and obviously at Pittodrie, which has got to be so, so difficult. And that's what I'm thinking, Gordon, because people are looking at what this guy's doing at Aberdeen. He's been in the building 2 or 3 months. He lost his top goal scorer in Majovski, who was absolutely brilliant, one of the best centre-forwards last year in Scottish football. He's turned them around. They've showed great character at Celtic Park, coming back for 2 each. Style of football's good. He's making good positive substitutions.
Got Duke back.
Yeah, and Clement's been in the building for over a year now, and there's no improvement.
There is a lot of negativity though, Scott. Let's try and put a positive spin on things, look for positives. The last home game against Lyon, Rangers did start pretty well. They started fast. They missed some chances that surely on another night you just don't miss. It would be incredible to miss those again. And Lyon are much better than FCSB. So are there reasons that that can't happen again tonight?
Yeah, just historically, because how well Rangers have done in this competition. The fans do play a big part in Rangers getting off today fast start. So I think tonight, let's be positive. Rangers, if they get the early lead, they can get a bit of momentum and a performance to give the fans a smile on their face again and maybe take it forward coming into the weekend.
Okay, let's remind us of the teams quickly, Gabriel, as well, before we bid you farewell.
Yeah, Gordon, 2 changes from manager Philippe Clement from the weekend's team that lost at Kilmarnock. Robin Proper is on the bench. He took a knock at Rugby Park. And Hamad Diamande, the ever-present, is dropped as well. In come the experienced Leon Balogun and Nicola Raskin into midfield. So the team is Jack Butland in goal, James Tavernier, John Souter, Leon Balogun and Jeffrey at the back, Conor Barron and Nicola Raskin in midfield with Tom Lawrence just in front of them. Vaclav Cherny plays off the right, Nedim Barami off the left, and Cyril Dessers leads the line. A quick run through the Stoya team as well. Taranavu, Pantea, Dava, Ngezia, Popescu, Ejuma, Alhassan, Luis Felipe, Stefanescu, Brilega and Mutalescu. It might not mean much to many fans here, but it is 6 changes from their game at the weekend. The owner promised that it would be a weakened side, and it seems to be. So a huge game for Rangers, a huge game for Philippe Clement. Seems like it is a must-win if Rangers want to progress in the Europa League, and a must-win for the manager to get fans back on his side.
Go on then, score prediction from you two.
I think Rangers have got to win tonight. I think they'll win the game 2-0.
Scott?
2-1.
Okay. Right, you've got one more of the top 10 scoring teams in Champions League history: Real Madrid, Bayern Munich, Barcelona, Man United, Benfica, Juve, Liverpool, AC Milan and Ajax. One more, quick.
I went PSG, but you're
no.
not having
it. I'm Dortmund or Porto.
Porto it is. Well done to you. Brilliant. You sort of got there in the end. And whatever happens tonight, it is going to be a big night at Ibrox. Well done to Hearts for winning. We will look back on it all tomorrow. Hugh Keevans is here, and he's going to be alongside a Super Scoreboard debutante as well. We'll see what happens there from 6 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.